ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। We just heard a few lines of a song. The words were very beautiful according to today's subject. Baba, you are with me. What else do I want? Baba, my hand is in your hand. What else do I want? Baba, you are in my thoughts. You are in my dreams. What else do I want? It's like that. You have given me the gift of heaven. What else do I want? Whatever I wanted to achieve, I have received. What else do I want? So this is a song of intoxication, where the heart sings, yes, Baba, I'm safe in your hands. I don't need anything. I get everything from you. So this morning we were listening to Baba's murli, in which Baba mentioned that how he is a mountain of sweetness and he is also a very big safe. We can be safe in God's safe. So this word safe, it's a noun as well as a verb. To be safe in God's safe. What do you put in a safe? Valuable things. You know, in a locker of a bank, you put valuable things. You give it to the bank. It's under the custody of the bank. But you have full faith in the bank that all your valuables will be in that custody, in their security, and you will get it whenever you need. Even if you deposit money in the bank, you are not afraid to give, because it's like giving away, no? With your own hands you are giving. But you know it is not really giving, it is saving. It is depositing. And you also know that you can get it whenever you want and it will come back to you with interest. It won't just come as much as you gave, but then it will come back to you with interest. Baba was saying the other day in the murli that if you have a lot of money, then don't go for, you know, wanting more and more. You put that in your bank and you will keep getting interest. And there are many people who eat from the interest, you know, they get of that amount they are put in the bank and that's enough for them. So the capital amount remains as it is intact and they are just taking out the interest which they get of that amount they deposited. So Baba is a very big bank, it's a safety bank. On the path of devotion, people donate a lot they give a lot of charity on the name of God. Why do they do so? Because they know that when they give it in the name of God, they will get back many, many times more in return. You know, there are many songs of this in bhakti. Like somebody is begging and he's singing a song. Give me one paisa and God will give you multi-millions. You give me one paisa and God will give you multi-millions. That means give me on the name of God. Not that you're giving me, but you're giving me on the name of God and God will give you the return. It's very true that yes, God gives the return. And also this is the true meaning of karma yoga. What does karma yoga mean? This is a very lovely phrase in Sanskrit. The true meaning of karma yoga. It says, the Sanskrit words are, it's the Sanskrit, but I'll say in English, that you do your actions selflessly, altruistically, serve from your heart, and God will give you the return. Don't have expectations of the return, but just do your work or serve altruistically. Don't think of the reward. The reward God will give you. And it's in karma philosophy we say that if you think of the reward or the fruit or the return, then maybe the reward will be reduced. But if you serve altruistically without any desire of return or a reward or anything in return, then the reward will be even more. But the more you think of that what you're going to get back in return, then the reward will reduce. So if you want to get more reward, what should you do? Don't think of what return you will get. Just keep giving, keep serving. And keep serving in God's remembrance. Because only when you keep serving in God's remembrance, you feel that you are like an instrument. It's God's power working through you. And you are serving with God's power in you. So He is doing it through you. That is altruistic service. That is selfless service. So when it's God's power working through you, then definitely the return will be multi-millionfold. You are only an instrument. The moment you say, I do it, I have done it, I should get the reward, I should get the return because I did it, then first of all, it is not altruistic, it's not selfless. Secondly, the ego will come. Thirdly, it is not in the form of experiencing the self as being surrendered to God and He working through you, or you being an instrument, because there is ego consciousness all the time. And then there will be a desire for success. You will want success. And if the success comes, then there is the ego. You know, I did it, therefore I got the success. And if the success doesn't come, because it's not always guaranteed that the success will come, Because there's so many karmic accounts involved in that. Not of one birth, but of so many births, karmic accounts. So there could be failures also. But then if a failure comes, you are not really unhappy. Why? Because you say I was only an instrument. Well, whatever God wishes, that's what happened. That was what was the outcome. And maybe God wished it this way. You know, God wished it in this way. I was only an instrument. I didn't do anything. So if there is success, then also the ego doesn't come. And if there's no success, then the sorrow doesn't come. You know, it's both ways. The sorrow too doesn't come, because if the consciousness is there that I did it, I must get, and I didn't get success, I worked so hard, I did so much, and see, this is the result, then there's so much of sorrow experienced. But if the thought is, I was only an instrument, well, whatever Baba wanted it, that's what happened, and maybe it wasn't a drama for me to get, so never mind. People in the world say this in different words, but they don't involve God in it. They do say that failures are pillars of success. If you have failed a few times, doesn't matter, because it will lead you to success. But then it's not very easy to take a failure, you know. You feel like you are defeated. But it is said failures are not a defeat. Failures are not losing. It doesn't mean that it's a losing. It's only an experience. So take it in a positive way that it was an experience. And an experience is fine. It could be a bad experience, a good experience. Anyway, so it was only an experience. And also a very good saying, they say in the world, a bad judgment can lead to a bad experience. You know, you judge something but it's wrongly judged, then it can lead to a bad experience. But then that bad experience teaches you a lesson. So that next time you do it with a good judgment. And then you get success. You know, these are worldly sayings. But if you give it a spiritual touch, then it is even more beautiful. That you are in God's hands and He is working through you. And whatever is the result or the reward, well, surrender it to God. Because it was His, it belonged to Him, and it belongs to Him now also, the reward. And you become carefree. Neither the ego comes, nor the sorrow comes. You are like a detached person. And a very positive form of all that is, whatever I'm doing is not that I'm doing it alone. But God's hands, hundreds and thousands of hands are working with me. And therefore the courage comes, because there's help from God. You know, many people, they complain, oh, I have to do everything alone, I'm left out, everything, I have to toil hard, I have to work so much, I have to do this, I have to do that. You know, nobody thinks of how much I'm working. You know, inside so many waste thoughts are there. But again, if I'm thinking in this way, then no waste thoughts will come, that I'm only an instrument in the hands of Baba, and Baba is helping me at every step. It's not just two hands working, but thousands of hands working together. So the things are so easy. And when it's done, you don't even know how it was done. You don't even think, oh, you really worked very hard. You'll say, oh, it was so easy. Because Baba makes it easy. But the consciousness we have to keep is that I am not alone. I cannot do it on my own, but yes, with God's grace, God's help, I do it. Sometimes, as Baba often says, you know, we complain, Baba, you don't help me. Baba, you don't give me. Baba, you don't do that. You know, we are like complaining. Baba says, that's also a wrong complaint. You keep the courage and the help will come. Of course, the help will come through someone, no? Even if Baba is to give help, the help won't come in the form of a miracle from above, from the sky or from the heavens. It will come through someone. And therefore, when that help comes, you will definitely say, oh, Baba has sent this help. But if you say, no, Baba will help me, Baba will help me, don't accept the help, then that is also ego. You know, there's a story on this, that God will help, God will help, God will help. You know, there's a story on this, I don't know, it's a joke. There was an announcement in a village that flood is coming in the village, lots of water has been given out, means taken out of the dam, and this village can be submerged in that water, so all the people staying in that village should vacate and go to the upper areas. So people were leaving, you know, leaving their belongings and were running just to save their life because water was coming in that village to submerge that village. Water was released from the dam. So the government was also helping and people were leaving everything and running. But there was one person who was not willing to leave. And he said, no, God will help me. God will help me. So when everybody was running, his neighbor came to him and said, come on, let's go to save our life, otherwise we'll be drowned. Come, let's go. He said, no, God will help me. God will help me. And he didn't go. And then the water came, and he was so afraid. He said, God, the water has come, what should I do? And then he ran, you know, it was two-story building. So he ran to the top. And then the water had come to the level, you know, to the second level. It was coming and coming and coming, and there was no higher way to go up. So he stood on top of the roof and said, God, you're not helping me, you're not helping me. God, what to do, what to do? And then the water was already there, and a boat came, a boatman came. And he said, come, sit in the boat, and I will save you. He said, no, God will help me, God will save me, God will save me. He didn't go. And then he stood on top of the roof, standing, God, you're not helping me, God, you're not helping me. And then a helicopter was moving around. And the helicopter man shouted from the top. He threw down a ladder and said, come, climb this ladder, and you'll be saved. He said, no, God will save me, God will save me. And then you know what happened? Well, he drowned. And then he went to God. And then he said, God, you didn't help me? Why you didn't help me? I remembered you so much, you didn't help me. God said, of course I helped you, but you didn't take the help. He said, how did you help me? You didn't help me. He said, see, the neighbor who came first to you to tell you to leave, you didn't listen to him. That was my help. I sent him to you. You didn't take his help. You didn't go with him. And then after that boatman came. I sent him to you so that you could sit in the boat and be rescued and be saved. But you didn't listen to him. Then I sent the helicopter. I sent. And that helicopter man told you, come, climb this ladder. You didn't climb. So, what can I do? You didn't take the help. He said, I didn't realize that help will come in this way. What did he want? How was the help he wanted? Some miracle. Miracles don't happen like that. Help will come through someone. Baba will give the help through someone. But we don't understand that and we take it like, you know, very blindly. Yeah, Baba will help. Like Baba said yesterday, you know, Avyakt Murli day before yesterday, you make a determined thought and then Baba will help you. At Amrit Vela, underline this determination and Baba will definitely help you. Now how will Baba help you? How will Baba help? Because whenever you go to do something wrong, it will come in your thoughts. Somebody will come there to help, to warn you, to make you understand. So it's Baba's help. Take it in that way. But sometimes you say, no, I don't want your help. Baba will help. How will Baba help? It will be through somebody, no? So this is a very, very small, very subtle line which we have to understand. So when Baba said in today's Murli that you can be safe in Baba safe, it's sometimes its experience is wonderful. How I am safe in Baba safe? When Baba says that this body belongs to Baba, the mind belongs to Baba, the wealth belongs to Baba. If you are able to have that thought in a determined way, I'm in Baba's safe. But then it doesn't mean that I will not get any physical ailments, I will not get any problems or I won't get any obstacles. Obstacles will come. Problems will come, physical diseases will come, many old sanskars of the past will come, many karmic accounts will come. You can't say, you won't say, oh Baba, you are not helping me. No, they will come. But then, how to experience Baba's help in that? Even if the body is physically unwell or there is some physical illness, but then the thought is, I have surrendered this body to Baba. So Baba takes care of it, but doesn't mean that Baba takes care of it means I won't take any medicine, Baba will help. No medicine, no taking care, no. That is why they say on the path of devotion, God helps those who help themselves. If I'm not helping myself, even God won't help me. But the subtle demarcation line is that when I'm helping myself, it should be done without ego. It should be done without attachment. It should be done without any return in mind. It should be done just altruistically, detached and loving. This is very important. Because if I say, oh, this body is mine, externally I'm saying this body belongs to Baba. This is Baba's body, this is Baba's body. I give in to Baba. But internally the ego is there. That ego is there. So when the ego is there, then how can I say it belongs to Baba? If something belongs to Baba, you can't have ego of it. You see something very beautiful, but it doesn't belong to you, so you can't say, oh, I'm proud to have it. You can't say, because it doesn't belong to you. So, if I've surrendered this body to Baba, then I do take care of this body. Not that I don't take care, but I take care of it, thinking it to be belonging to Baba, taking care with love. The beautiful example is of Brahma Baba. Shiv Baba in the body of Brahma Baba, and how Brahma Baba is feeding the body, Brahma Baba is doing, you know, everything for the body, and still what he says, this belongs to Shiv Baba, this belongs to Shiv Baba. And as it belongs to Shiv Baba, looking after it well, but also staying detached. Looking after it well and staying detached. Some try to look after the body well, but with an attachment. Oh, something should not happen. Something should not happen. to my body. Nothing should happen. Nothing shouldn't happen. Now with an attachment, if I'm doing and trying to take very good care, then Baba is not responsible. Baba is not responsible. Because I haven't surrendered it to Baba. But then, if I'm doing it with that thought of surrender and taking good care but staying detached, then there is, even if the bodily ailment is there, I still don't have sorrow. Because I know I'm settling some karmic accounts. There are so many karmic accounts to settle. You know, very many say that, oh, Dadi Ji, Dadi Janki, Gulzar Dadi, oh, such big Dadi, such great yogis. They also have to go through this physical illnesses. Of course they have to go. It's not that they don't have karmic accounts. Even they have karmic accounts. It's 63 births karmic accounts. So, they also have to go through, but how they go through it? How Brahma Baba went through it? On the contrary, they are happy. Okay, okay, it's settling now, it's settling down. Now, I don't want to settle it in Dharamrajpuri. You know, otherwise I'll have to settle in Dharamrajpuri. You know, usually it happens now when there's a dispute in the family about, you know, regarding property, regarding money, whatever. Now, I don't want to give my property, I don't want to give this, I don't want to give that. And the other one thinks, no, he has a right. And then he has a right and then he'll go to the court. That I have a right and this one is not giving me the property. And then the court decides how much to give and what to give. Now why go to the court? You can do it yourself, no? You can do it yourself, but once you go to the court, means so much money to your lawyer, so much money in other respects, you know, so much money is wasted in that. But if you understood, yes, it has to be given, it's not mine alone, then the dispute is settled. There's no dispute at all. It is done with love. So if later on, through the court, there is, you're giving, it's not a big thing. On the contrary, more karmic accounts have been created. But if it was done with love, okay, no more karmic accounts finished. You can become very light. So, as it is, we have to settle our karmic accounts. We can't avoid that. So when we cannot avoid it, then why can't we do it lovingly? We can do it lovingly. It's up to us, it's a choice. Whether I'm doing it lovingly or whether I'm doing it reluctantly. I don't want to do it, I don't like it, but I have to do it, you know, this is reluctantly. Oh, never mind, it's finishing. I'm becoming lighter, I'm becoming lighter. Baba's helping. So, with that consciousness, I'm like, I have deposited this body in God's bank. Then when Baba says, even the mind belongs to Baba. Therefore when we say mind, intellect, sanskars, and some say, oh, what can I do? My sanskars, my mind is naughty, my. So Baba says, how do you say mine? Does it really belong to you? You have given it to Baba, haven't you? If you say mine, then that means you have taken it back. Because if you have given something to Baba, then how can you say mine? It's not yours. So if it's not yours, then how can you say my old sanskars, my mind is naughty, my mind is running here and there. It's not your mind at all. So the moment I and my comes, all obstacles come. The heaviness comes. That is why Baba says that you deposit in my bank. I don't want your body. I don't want your mind. I don't want your wealth. Let it be with you. But if you consider it to belong to Baba, then automatically you become so light. It's the change, switch of consciousness from mine to yours. Like yesterday's blessing, Baba said, "Wah, wah, wah, wah." So those who do not know how to say wah, wah, they will say why, why, why. So don't say why this, why that. This is, the answer is simple. It is the drama. You can't say why. Nothing is without a reason. Maybe you don't know the reason now, but nothing happens without a reason. Because if you say why, it means you don't know the reason. Maybe I don't know the reason, but there must be a reason. Just like every lock has a key. It's never that a lock is made without a key. Any type of key. It could be the key in the form of numbers, it could be key in different ways. But it must have a key. No lock is without a key. So too, no problem is without a solution. There's always a solution. But if I say no key means you have lost the key. You can't say it doesn't have a key. It has a key. But if you have lost it, what can be done? So instead of saying why means like you have lost the key. The key is that there is always a reason for everything. No effect is without a cause. Anything happening is not is without any reason. It must be some reason, which I may not know. So instead of saying why, which means I don't know the reason why, just say wah, wah, great, it's great. So what will happen when I say it's great, like Baba said the other day, or anything, wah, I'm also wah. What will happen if I say that? I'll become so light. So instead of saying why, I say wah. Wow. Awesome. Nowadays this word is used a lot. Awesome. Very interesting word. Great. Anything great. But of course it should not be said for anything, you know. If somebody dies and say great, not like that. If you say great, if somebody dies, how it looks so bad. I say wow, he's dead, No. If there is some loss, wow, no. But we understand. And there's no sorrow. And this is what Baba says, see as a detached observer. A detached observer has no questions. A detached observer is never surprised. You know, detached observer is never surprised. Sometimes you're so surprised. Okay, we may not have a question. Why, what, how, when, all that. But surprise, oh, really this happened? So even if it's a surprise, it's not being a detached observer. Thirdly, if there is sorrow, then also it's not being a detached observer. And if there's fear, what will happen? Then too it's not being a detached observer. If there is some worry, then also it's not being a detached observer. So question, surprise, sorrow, fear, worry, all these are negative things. Then it means you are not a detached observer. It also means that you have not surrendered yourself to Baba. Because if I've surrendered to Baba, then I become carefree. And these five things are not a sign of being carefree. So Baba is a very big safe. And we children can be safe in Baba's safe. Just with the change of consciousness. That's all. You don't give up anything. You don't lose anything. you do not experience any type of sort of fear. No, not at all. On the contrary, the more strength comes within. I'm not alone. Thousands of hands are with me. You know, some children say, Baba, you don't help me. Baba, you don't help me. But Baba says, you give your problems to me. No, you don't give your problems to me. Like some people, they want to do everything themselves. They don't want help. You know, they don't like help. They just like to do everything themselves. And some are like perfectionists also. They think, oh, so if somebody else will do it, he will not do it perfectly. Therefore, I can only do it perfectly, so I will do it. And he's not even able to do it completely, but still he thinks he can do it. So the stress will come. But then if there's distribution of work, then everything becomes so easy because I'm not doing everything, I've distributed. And the beauty of God's work is that it's not merely distribution of work. It's much higher. It is dignity of work. If each one is given some task, he thinks, oh, Baba's task, Baba's task. He will do it with love. And he will feel that, yes, Baba has given me this task. But if I think I have to do everything, I'm actually avoiding somebody else also earning some income. So I may be becoming an obstacle in his way if I don't allow him to cooperate. If I want to do everything myself. No, each one should also make his fortune. So why not do it together? Even God says himself, you know, Baba says in every Murli, that I cannot do without the children. I also need the help of children to establish the golden age. Now it's up to Baba. No, he is the vast, almighty authority. Can he not do it all by himself? Why does he need God's help, children's help? Does he need children's help? Can't he do it all by himself? Just turn a magic wand, you know, magic stick and create heaven. Can't he do that? Can he do it or not? He can't. But if he wants to do it, can he? Or he cannot do it at all? Is he helpless? No. It is his love for the children. Because he wants the children to get their fortune. And also, of course, Baba says that if I do only on my own, and how can everybody become a king? I'll make a king. Everyone I'll make a king, but that's not possible. You need subjects, you need servants. So each one will get according to his own efforts. But still, Baba says, I love everyone. Even the last bead of the rosary, I love that soul also, the first as well as the last. Baba's love is not number wise. Baba's love is equal for all. But how we take that love is number wise. It's like the ocean. The ocean is open. You can take as much water you want from the ocean. The ocean won't stop you. The sun's rays are open. The sun won't stop you if you take the rays. But yes, it's up to you how much you take. In a garden, the flowers which are fragrant, their fragrance is open. But whether your nose is open or not, it's upon you, no? It depends on you. You can't say to the rose, oh rose, you're not giving me fragrance. No, no, but your nose is closed. So, Baba gives equal love, but our taking is different. And therefore we cannot complain. Sometimes we don't complain in a simple way, but then we complain about our fate. My karma, my karma. Maybe we're not blaming somebody else. We're not even blaming God. You know, some people blame God, some people blame others. I may not be doing that, but I'm blaming my karma. Baba says, even that is wrong. By blaming my own karma, oh, my fate, my karma, you know, some, they break their head, they take their head in front of the wall and then they hit the wall, my fate, my fate, my karma. Baba says, don't do that also. Because past is past. Okay, whatever happened in the past is not going to come again. Sometimes Baba says, situations are more understanding, situations are more wise. Though that situation which came, it went. It will never come again in that form in this kalpa. Never come. It may come in a different form, but not in that same form. It will never repeat. No two actions are ever repeated. No two scenes are ever repeated in the drama. Of course, they'll repeat in the next kalpa, but not in this kalpa. So the situations are very, very wise. They will not come again, but we hold them. And so we start blaming our fate. We start blaming our karma. So to blame yourself also is no good, not good. That's why Baba says you have to love yourself, not hate yourself. Because if I'm blaming my karma, I'm hating myself, no? If I'm blaming God, I'm hating God. If I'm blaming others, like hating others. So we don't like to blame God, don't like to blame others, you start blaming yourself. Because you think you have a right to blame yourself, you're not blaming anybody else. But then Baba says, again, if you are blaming and blaming yourself, then also you don't have love for the self. So even that is not good. There is need of love for the self. Now how to love the self again? Love of the self doesn't mean attachment, does not mean ego. Because all these vices, they are actually the distorted form of love. You know, all these vices, whatever vice you make, say, each vice is a distorted form of love. Whether it is for one's own body or for another one's body. What is lust? Sex lust. It is a distorted form of love. It's love only for the body. Lust or ego, attachment, whether your body or somebody else's body. And therefore Baba says, surrender it to me. It's not yours at all. So when I say my fate, again, that is ignorance too, because from where did your fate come? You belong to Baba. You are in God's hands, so God is creating your fate. So past is past. Don't think of the past. Now you are in God's hands. You are in safe hands. And when you are in safe hands, what you do, you just, when you are surrendered, whatever you are told, you do that. You don't show your own ego. You don't show your own understanding. It's a surrendered feeling. Then some people say, but if I think in this way, then that means, am I a Buddha? Some say, am I a Buddha? Am I so stupid that I cannot even decide anything on my own? Baba says, even that is ego. I can decide my fate. I can decide. Baba says, even that is ego. That is ignorance. Baba has decided my fate. Baba has decided my fortune. He is making me the emperor of heaven. So I have to just follow in the footsteps. That's all. Nothing more. It should be easy, but I don't want to make it easy because I think I'm not stupid. I can decide myself. But what decision am I taking? If from copper age onwards, I had decided myself only and where have I reached? That's what Baba says, manmat. So it was through manmat, my own decisions, which has ultimately brought my downfall, and I've reached the most degraded stage in the whole kalpa. But yes, now it's Baba who's uplifting me. And when that consciousness comes, immediately I feel I'm surrendered to Baba. So when Baba says, this time is very auspicious, your Brahmin life is very auspicious, your thoughts are very auspicious because all that is your treasure. So make the most of it. These treasures are such that you can multiply them so easily. Like Baba was saying in one blessing. Just keep one Baba in your mind and any situation comes, okay. I'm a soul, apply a dot. Baba, you're with me, apply another dot. Drama, apply a third dot. And as you keep applying dots, your fortune will keep on increasing. Zero, any zero after one will increase your fortune. 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, like that. So as I'm applying dots, my fortune is increasing. As I'm saying, Baba, it's yours, my fortune is increasing. But if I say mine, I'm not stupid, I can do it, I will do it, I am fit enough, the ego comes, there's no surrender. And then the sorrow will come, the suffering will come, the worry will come, the fear will come, all everything, questions will come. Surprises will come. Oh, I never thought of this. That's a surprise, no? When do you say surprise? Oh, this happened. I never thought of it. It's a surprise. But how could I think of it? Because I don't even have to think of it. I just follow what Baba has said. It's not that I'm following blindly. Even that is to be understood. It's not following blindly. It is following with faith. One is blind faith. The other is true faith. Like a child holding the father's hand. The child has faith in the father. But it's not blind faith because it is with that respect for the father, it is with that ownness, that belongingness. Yes, the father will never do any harm to me. If I hold somebody else's hand, I don't know where he'll take me. But if it's my own father, the faith is there. You may call it blind faith, but it's not blind faith. It is faith with that love and understanding. Whose child am I? Who is holding my hand? Because blind faith is something very different. Blind faith is without any understanding. And faith with understanding, who is holding my hand? Or that love for the one who is holding my hand and the faith that he is almighty. Even if something happens, the almighty is with me. And even if something does happen, doesn't matter. Maybe it was, this is the way Baba wanted it, okay. And there's always some benefit in it, which I may not know now. I may not know the benefit now, because at that very moment you don't know what the benefit could be in it. But definitely there must be some benefit. Which later on we realize, oh, it was so good that it happened. If this wouldn't have happened, then this benefit would not have come. So it was good it happened. There are so many incidents. So this is why Baba says, let me be safe in Baba's safe. Because every time the consciousness comes, who am I? Whose am I? Why am I? where am I, from where am I am able to answer these questions. So this is how we understand being safe in Baba safe. Okay? Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Do you have any questions? Do you have any questions? Only a few minutes. Does anyone have any questions? No? Understood? Satisfied? So anything happens, I'm safe in Baba's hands. Just surrender to Baba. And Baba will do the best. Okay? Om Shanti.